Of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race at large.
Music 105.7 CFW.
You stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
CFW.
The time. girl wants you to be her man. But I'll wait, my dear, till it's my turn. I'm not the kind of girl
'90s and more for Elk Mound, 105.7 CFW. get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Could bring a fall.
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
You're always asking what it's all about. So listen, smile. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Around here no more.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Lay down the boogie and play that.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the country to prepare for natural disasters. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. The town of Thornapple in Rusk County has lost its appeal of a federal court decision requiring it to provide access to an electronic voting machine. A preliminary injunction was issued against the town in the fall after it failed to provide an accessible voting machine to residents in two elections. A lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice argued that the decision to remove the machines was a violation of the Help America Vote Act. On Monday, the federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling requiring that the town use the voting machines. The Anderson Corporate Foundation has announced the recipients of their spring grant funding awards. The organization has distributed over $1.9 million in grant funding to 92 nonprofit organizations through this round of funding, including a number in the western Wisconsin region. Stepping Stones of Dunn County, Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, and Hope Gospel Mission each received $5,000 grants to support unhoused individuals and improve healthcare access. The Bridge to Hope received $7,500 to support survivor services. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here, the overnight shower chances ending. Clouds start to thin with morning lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. A light north breeze. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area on Thursday with afternoon highs reaching the low to mid 70s. It's 50 at our studios.
CFW.
Don't be shy, because you will.
more 105.7 CFW.
Dance on the floor and around. People 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
See?